What was the message in the meetings today about moving on?
Like you said, whatever happened back in the past is in the past, so we got to move forward.
What's the biggest area of improvement you think the secondary can make?
I just got to say we got to make more plays on the ball. They made more plays than we did last Sunday, so we got to make more plays on the ball.
Is the mood in this locker room one of we all know we can play better, we all know we can make plays, and we will make plays?
That's how it goes. Like, you got to always have that mindset that you can make plays. If you don't make plays, you ain't going to perform well.
You talk about the three losses you have, games you should have won, you guys gave up leads. What is it? What are you guys doing wrong to give these leads up, and what do you guys need to do to make sure that changes?
I say we got to stay focused. We got to stay focused on what we got to do out there. And say we got to play as a team. Everybody got to be on the same page.
How complicated is this defense to learn for defensive back? Is it tougher than you expected, or is there a lot of stuff, you know, that makes it hard for – I mean, you've been playing as a rookie, but is it tough?
Yeah, it is tough.
Pretty complicated?
Just playing cornerback, it's tough anyway. I mean, because it's a lot of stuff you got to do. You got to mirror the receiver move every step you make. So it's a lot of work you got to do as a cornerback.
But as far for you, has it been kind of tough to learn? You know, Belichick's known as complex defense. Kind of been like, oh, my God. Like,
yeah, it's very tough. I mean, just because you got to stay focused on what you have to do out there on the field. You got to be like, I'm not going to say like, you got to be like real focused on one thing. You got to be focused on a lot of things because a lot of stuff you got to learn. You got to have your technique on point. You got to kind of mirror the receiver, like I said. You got to just know what the receiver going to do before he go out there.
After watching the film from Sunday, was it a lot about technique breakdown that really led to them being able to make big plays?
Yes. It's a lot of stuff got to do with technique. I know I messed up a lot on my technique after watching film. Got a lot of stuff I got to work on.
You haven't gone over the Jets in detail yet, but what do you know about them and what are your concerns with them?
Like you said, we haven't really went over it, so I haven't like really looked at the film just yet. I suppose start on it right now, so go look at that and see how that is.
With that, this team seems to really struggle with the deep ball in particular. Talking about the big play, why do you think it is with the deep ball? What do you think the problems are there?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I kind of say like sometimes the quarterback kind of lowers the sleep. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they do a lot of running, then all of a sudden they hit you with play action, big plays and stuff like that. So I say you got to stay focused out there.
Have you sensed any loss of confidence in the secondary at all?
No loss at all. I mean, we beat ourselves out there, so we just got to make more plays.
Does it matter to you who lines up where in that secondary? Your teammates, who lines up next to you, who's the safety, who's the strong, the free? Does all of that matter to you, or is it when you guys are out there on a field together, you're one unit?
Yeah, we were in unit. Like, it don't matter what I say, whatever Coach Bill want to do. I mean, whoever line up, wherever, I mean, they got opportunity to play. You got to step up and play.
What does it mean to you to earn the starting spot?
I don't know about a starting spot. I mean, I'm just doing my job, just doing what I do best, and just go out there and compete and learn my technique and learn from the older guys.
You were hurt and fell behind, and last week you're out there as a starting cornerback. Can you talk about that process, everything you went through?
I mean, the coach just told me just go in for Kyle, and that's what I did. I mean, I'm not sure why. I'm not going to get into that, but they just told me just go in there.
How about going back a month when you weren't able to play and stuff? What did you miss out on, and what have you had to catch up with?
I missed out on a lot. I mean, the game speed. I mean, me and Chandler talk. He was like, once you go out there for this season, like I played preseason, and it wasn't that fast. But he said, once the season starts, once you get out there, it's a different speed, and it's a different speed. Yes, it's a different.
Has anyone told you about the rivalry with the Jets? Do you have any familiarity with that?
No, not really. I mean, people on Twitter like talk about it a lot, but I'm not too familiar with it.
If you had seen him barking at Tom, would you have taken issue with him?
I mean, I'm not sure. I haven't even saw anything about Richard Sherman. I really don't, like, be on the media like that, so I try to stay far away from it.